Thanks, Tony. Yes, welcome back to the Swansway Stadium. It's not a happy afternoon for Nantwich. They've got the victory over Radcliffe to end the season, but results elsewhere mean they are relegated. We're joined by the Nantwich Town Manager, Paul Carden. Paul, thanks for joining us live on Moorlands Radio. First of all, just give us your reaction to the news that Nantwich Town are relegated this afternoon.
Obviously, it's one of real disappointments. There's a lot of people here who were really hurting by, you know, relegation and obviously, especially with winning today. But it's what you do over the course of a season as a club, and that's you know where it ends. And unfortunately, over the course of the season, we haven't been good enough as a club. In my time here. Since I've come in, I couldn't have asked for any more from anybody, players, staff, you know, people in the behind the scenes of the club have been fantastic. So it's a shame, but we have to learn from it. But we have to use it to fire us up in the right direction come next season. So the work obviously starts now as to how we're going to do that. And that's the plan moving forward.
People will forget that there was a game this afternoon. It's not gone yours or Radcliffe's way, but you come away with the 2-1 victory and you came from behind, so that must be pleasing that despite being behind and knowing that other results were going your way, you lads took full control and got back into the game and really, probably on the day, were the better side.
Well, yeah, we were the better side, certainly the second half. I think first half we encouraged them. I thought we sat off them too much. I thought our decision making and quality was really off. But we looked like a side that had travelled, you know, best part of a couple of 100 miles on Thursday night to Marsk, which was a shambles really. But you know, that's the way it is. You know, but second half, couple of changes, change in shape. The lads were outstanding. Totally deserved the win. I thought we outworked them. The bits of quality that were on show, I thought we had them and deserved the 3 points. Unfortunately for them, they've not achieved their aim, and that's promotion. And unfortunately for us, we've not achieved our aim, and that's obviously to stay in the division. But as I say, in 9 games since I've come in, the lads have, you know, we've played everyone near the top, everyone who's been going for promotion, Marine, Hyde. I think the only team in the playoffs we haven't played, well, Matlock sneaked in last minute, but you know, we've played South Shields, we've played Gainsborough, we've beat Marine, we've played some real tough teams who've been going for promotion, and the lads haven't done themselves any harm because we've beat some good teams, and that just goes to show what some of them are capable of.
There was a 5-minute spell where you were safe, you were winning, and Stalybridge Celtic were winning. Did news get to you guys? Because obviously it was announced over the PA, the supporters, or do you just blank it out completely and focus
on
what's going on?
I mean, you do hear it. I'd be lying if you said you didn't hear it and you didn't. But you know, not long after that, you hear that it's level again and deflates you. So it's hard to block it out when you're trying to concentrate on what's going on the pitch. But listen. You know, as a club at any level, you shouldn't be reliant on other people to do your work. And like I said, over the course of the season, we've not been good enough as a club. All I can go off is my own experience of the club here, and everybody here is determined to make things right and make amends of the way the season's panned out. And no one will be working harder than myself to ensure that we've got a side that's going to be more than competitive in the league below, and we're going to be working from now to make sure that happens.
3 games now unbeaten since Easter Monday. Stafford Rangers drew at Marsk, and obviously you win today. So it gives you hope for going into next season, even though it won't feel like it now.
Yeah, I think once the dust settles over what's gone on over the last 9 months, we have to use it as a tool really to ensure that the same mistakes aren't made. Now, football's so unpredictable, as proved today, but you know, whilst you don't want to dwell on things, you have to learn from experiences, and this season has got to be a massive learning lesson for everyone here, myself included, for my experiences at a previous club early on in the season. You know, you never stop learning, you're never too old to learn. I've said to the players in there, whatever happens to individuals, always give everything you've got, like you have done for me, and you'll never be questioned for that, you know, and that's what every one of the club's done since I've come in, and as long as that continues, we'll move in the right direction.
Paul, it looks like there's another game going on, so we'll let that get started and we'll let you head off. Thank you for your time for speaking to us, and hopefully next time we speak it'll be in much happier circumstances.
Yeah, hopefully. Thanks very much.
Thank you. So that is Paul Corden, the Nantwich Town manager, and his thoughts after today's results. It's finished here at the Swansway Stadium with a 2-1 win, but they are relegated and there is another game going on. I think they're waiting for me to get out the dugout, so I'm going to hand back to you.